Hello and welcome to the Monday, September 28th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Automated teller machines or ATMs have always been a target of criminals, whether they outright stole them and replaced them with fake ones or lately installed skimmers in them. But then there's also malware targeting these ATMs, and Proofpoint has discovered a new version of this ATM malware that they are calling Green Dispenser. Essentially, if an ATM is infected by this malware, it will show a fake out of order screen. So in this case, the attacker is actually not after pins and ATM cards of customers. Instead, the attacker will eventually walk up to the ATM, enter a specific pin, which then prompts a QR code to be presented to the attacker. Now, the attacker then has to apparently scan this QR code with a mobile app, and this will reveal a secondary pin that has to be entered. The first pin is static, so all copies of this malware use the same initial pin, but then the second pin that is displayed in the form of a QR code changes each time the malware runs. To make analysis more difficult, the malware can then also be deleted from the system after the attacker, of course, withdrew all the money in the machine. This delete actually overrides the affected sectors to make analysis quite difficult. Now, Proofpoint obtained a copy of that malware, and if you are looking for more details, link to the blog post will be part of the show notes. And then we have an Internet of Things issue that was sort of rediscovered. Originally, actually, I believe this issue was found last year by IOActive, and it affects Belkin's Wemo light switches. Now, the problem here is that Belkin not only left the secret key that was used to sign the firmware inside the firmware, so with that everybody could extract the secret key, but they also left the passphrase that was used to encrypt the key in the same firmware file. So really encrypting the key didn't do much good here. Originally, IOActive informed Belkin of that issue, but apparently it has still not been fixed, which sort of led to the rediscovery of this issue a couple days ago. And the Google Seraday project continues to find problems in antivirus software. The latest one here was Avast. Avast apparently doesn't validate SSL certificates correctly. Now, a lot of these antivirus products do play man in the middle in order to inspect SSL connections. That's usually, I guess, okay, because it happens locally on the host the antivirus product is running on. But then, of course, the antivirus software may introduce new SSL vulnerabilities. We have, for example, seen that where client systems stop supporting SSL version 3, but these proxies still support it. In this case, it appears to be a problem with the X509 certificate parser. That's, of course, code that has also been vulnerable in a number of SSL libraries. And Cloudflare is reporting how they are seeing a large denial of service attacks that apparently are triggered via malicious ads. The basic operating principle appears to be similar to other sort of browser-based denial of service attacks, like, for example, low orbit IonCannon or RedCannon, where JavaScript is injected into the browser in order to trigger a large number of requests from the browser against the victim site. In this case, the JavaScript is not injected by actually attacking a site, but instead the attacker appears to just purchase ads. The attacks came pretty much exclusively from Chinese IP addresses. Those would be the IP addresses that got exposed to the malicious ads. overall, and this was, if I read the graph correctly, over about 6 hours or so, they did see 4.5 billion requests total from something like 650,000 IP addresses. So certainly something that's not easy to defend against, in particular since these requests come from real browsers. The headers are just normal Android browsers for the most part. In this case, it looks like in this particular case, the vast majority of the attackers used mobile phones or tablets. Of course, that's according to the user agent string, but then again, it doesn't appear that the user agent string was faked here. Neither would it be necessary in these JavaScript attacks. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.